on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Center. This is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Sally is moving slowly toward the northern Gulf Coast with flooding in the forecast for parts of southeast Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle. Stacy Stewart with the National Hurricane Center says the storm surge and rain will last through late tomorrow.
Right now, we're looking at rainfall totals generally somewhere 8 to 16 inches, which is quite a bit, with isolated amounts of around, 24 inches.
The storm's about 60 miles from the Gulf of the Mississippi River. President Trump with a warning for Iran over reports of a plan to assassinate the U.S. ambassador to South Africa.
President Trump tweeted overnight saying that any attack by Iran against the United States will be met with an attack 1,000 times greater. The threats come after President Trump ordered a drone strike to take out top Iranian General Qasem Soleimani in Baghdad earlier this year.
Fox's Trey Yingst. America's listening to Fox News.
Question, Claire.
busy weatherman he has been with the latest on Sally. Rich Thomas.
Hey, so Sally is about 100 miles or so south of the Mobile Bay. Right now, moving at 2 miles an hour towards west-northwest. Winds have come down just a little bit. It's a Category 1, 85 miles an hour. Expected to make a turn towards the north-northwest, then the north. Maybe coming ashore close to the Mississippi-Alabama line sometime tomorrow. And then cutting across central Alabama after that. Because of the extremely slow movement, there's your problem right there. It's going to be what the National Hurricane Center is calling historic rainfall amounts, perhaps. We'll get into the amounts here. Today, relatively normal. Risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms by afternoon. Breezy. High temperature held down to 84. Showers and storms becoming likely tonight. And again, the outer rain bands of the storm. Tonight's low 71. Wednesday night, and Thursday, a flash flood watch in effect. Locally heavy rainfall. It'll be windy. Rainfall amounts excessive. Perhaps, we could see 5 to 9 inches locally, a foot maybe. It's not out of the question. That's ridiculous, I know. A threat of tropical tornadoes? Sure. We'll start in South Alabama today and move into Central Alabama and South Alabama tomorrow with a high in the upper 70s, the rain and storms tapering off Friday, and that leads to a beautiful weekend. Well, let's check the current conditions out at the airport right now. We've got mostly cloudy skies at the moment, 77 degrees. East winds at 11 here at 6:06.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Why are you here?
Today is a very special day.
Why is today a special day?
It's National Thank You Day.
I, for one, can't say thank you enough.
I can't thank you enough.
Well, I guess you can try.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Or should I say thank you?
Happy National Thank You Day.
How do you want to celebrate?
Say thank you.
I say thank you.
Showtime.
I think it's a good day to say thank you, Rich Thomas, for all the overtime you put in. And we'll be putting in over the next, 48, 72 hours, maybe.
And we say thank you for the meatball hoagie, which was wonderful.
Delicious.
You said the nicest thing to me in the kitchen.
Oh, what was that?
Like heaven on a bun or something.
Oh, yeah, it's heaven on a bun, yeah. Heaven on a bun.
And
Chase enjoyed it.
So one of our teammates here is in a slightly agitated state of mind today, huh?
Yeah, well, this will be the last morning you have Chase in the studio until Monday.
Oh, we're gonna miss our boo boo.
We're gonna ship him off.
Which obedience school did you choose?
He's going to Elmore County, and he'll be terrorizing people in Elmore County.
You watch. Just give him a couple of minutes with the right trainer. There you go. It is 6:08. From what you're describing, it might be a good time to have a jet ski handy just to get out of your yard. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, though, this year, because of the pandemic and people looking for recreation with so many other options closed, Terry Adams sold his jet ski allotment for the year very quickly. Might be able to track one down because they do have a locator service, but it's been a big year for jet ski sales. But there are other options to get away from it all, too. And they all await you with our buddy, who we call the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime. Terry Adams at Adams Motorsports actually started about a month ago on the 15th of August, their Christmas layaway program. Does that seem kind of early? No, you go in and get a deal on whatever it is you're looking for this month, keeping in mind the manufacturers keep the interest rates really, really low for you. And the credit standard, they buy it down, so they make it possible to get your dream machine, whether it's a bike, motorcycle, Kenco scooter, whatever, at the lowest available rate. And then you've got one of the best service departments in the country to back up your purchase. You can get the deal now, lay it away. Terry will store it for you absolutely free and put a big red bow on it when it's time to pick it up and deliver it for Christmas. Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle, 24/7, adamsmotorsports.com. At 6:09, we got your local news. The William Tell Wake Up. We're doing things a little out of sequence. I thought it was more important to get Rich in with the first news on Saturday.
from Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say they've found the body of a missing Alabama State University student. Police say the body of 22-year-old Adam Dowdell Jr. was found Monday afternoon in the 800 block of Hutchinson Street. They've now opened a death investigation in the case. The Montgomery County EMA will transition to a 24-hour standby mode as Hurricane Sally approaches the state. EMA Director Christina Thornton is warning people who live in low-lying areas of the flash flooding threat. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 126,000 confirmed coronavirus cases statewide. More than 8,000 of those cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 2,200 people have died. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference and get $50 off your electric, plumbing, or HVAC repair. Visit calldixie.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Election motivation to throw your legs over the side of the bed and get going at 6:12 on this Tuesday morning. The Williams Hill Wake Up with Menthol Mirrors sandwiched in between.
Break your butter!
Search at county. If I wanted to stare at a computer while 20 people all talked about boring stuff all at the same time, I'd get me one of them jobs. You know, where they do the meetings and stuff. I mean, at real birthday parties, if it gets too boring, I can usually liven it up right away with beer pong or a fist fight. But not on Zoom. Man, I lasted about 2 minutes before I turned the volume off and cranked up the Lynyrd Skynyrd. I guess the only good thing about the Zoom birthday party is that no matter what you do at the party, you can't get arrested in your own living room. Well, I have, but I'm finding it's a lot less likely. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. I put a coat of bleach on my hair before I started talking to y'all, and now I have lost all feeling in the top half of my face.
Three, two, one.
Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
As we close in on 6 months of Safer at Home, maybe back in April, May, wearing the mask and doing all the due diligence, social distancing, everything. Well, by the end of the year, right, things are going to be back to normal.
Right, you would think so.
You would think.
Yeah.
If the country isn't on fire for Thanksgiving, we will have it. We'll also have the Macy's Day Parade, but it'll be a little bit different this year.
Uh-huh.
As our rocket scientist is Bill de Blasio, mayor of New York, who seems determined to put the city completely out of business.
What are they going to do about the parade?
Well, first of all, the Thanksgiving Day Parade will be TV only. Oh, there'll still be balloons and floats
yeah.
and performers, but they won't walk through the streets.
You're kidding me.
And no spectators allowed.
I think that's the biggest crackable.
I do, too. And it's like I said, this guy, I mean, they're finally, thanks to some lawsuits and pressure, getting around to allowing restaurants to open for indoor dining. Because pretty soon in New York, outdoor dining is not really going to be much of an option. And, you know, he's just destroying that town. Just destroying it. I don't know. I suppose I could Google it and get the info, what the economic impact of that parade is for New York any year.
Probably millions to billions.
Everything from airlines to hotel bookings yeah. to whatever.
Are the balloons going to have masks on them? You know,
like the trees.
The trees to stop the wildfire. I saw that yesterday.
Here I come to save the day.
I thought that was pretty funny, actually, if I may be so bold.
Yeah.
Yeah, so way to go there, Bill. We'll just all gather around the family wearing masks and sitting 6 feet apart in our living rooms on Thanksgiving Day to watch a cheap stage show.
Chase doesn't like it either.
Stop it.
I mean, isn't part of the ambience watching the giant balloons in contrast to the buildings?
And the people.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I watched the Macy's Thanksgiving Day.
Well,
I have.
It's been a long time.
It's on in the background while I'm
cooking. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what we do.
I watch a few minutes every year, partly in tribute to my grandparents because they used to come over to our house every Thanksgiving early
and watch
to catch the parade.
Because we had that big 24-inch zenith in the basement.
Yeah. Anyway. Or as Rich Thomas.
24 inches. My computer monitor is 27 inches.
So is mine.
Well, I am proud of both of you, and I am sorry I represent
no, not at all. I remember back when my TV also served as something my fish tank could sit on.
Yeah.
And a number of other things.
It was a major piece of furniture.
Yeah, heavy as hell, too.
Very useful, though.
Major piece of furniture, tiny screen. But it was, and heavy.
I remember I wanted to get my parents a new TV for the basement. And
would you push that TV button for them down there, please? Thank you.
Yeah, we're getting ready for our TV hit, folks. So we got to get everything on all cylinders
right.
over here.
And we need, yeah.
Oh, okay. We getting there?
Yeah. Is it that close? Are they in that break?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay. All right.
We're doing okay.
Anyway, that's your Macy's Day preview for 2020, and like everything else this year, it's going to be screwy.
Yeah, I remember, I mean, obviously, I don't know about Jesse, maybe not, but I remember getting up to change the channel, or having to sit so close to the TV so that I could change whatever channel they wanted me to put it on.
Oh, it was amazing when the first remote, well, they did have wireless remotes a long time ago.
They were archaic.
That would turn the dial.
Yeah, you could actually jingle your keys, and that would sometimes affect the TV, too.
When we were kids, my grandfather had one of those, and we would just sit and watch the magic of the dial turning, and we'd get yelled at for, why don't you pick a channel and just stay there?
Because this thing's amazing, Pops.
Or how about the antenna rotor that you could change the direction of the antenna and pick up a different city. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
That was high-tech stuff at its time. I remember in the 80s, I went to get my parents a Christmas a TV for Christmas, and I had the money to buy whatever I wanted. I think the biggest I could find was like 26 inches.
You know what's funny is standard in my horse trailer in the living quarter, the standard size of that TV is 32 inches, and then the one in the bedroom, because it's on a center entertainment, so there's two television, there's a main for the living and one for the bedroom. Right. And then I have this awesome roll-up digital log antenna that you roll up and do the channel scans, and you can get all the analog channels and all that, or you can put your dish dome on top and get satellite.
I think our conundrum today will be what's the total of inches of screen in Rich Thomas's living room? You could add up all 11 and give us a number. That would be fun. At 6:20, we'll get our first look at traffic. Coming up.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, if you're headed outbound this morning on Mobile Highway, just as you pass Highway 80 in front of the Regions Bank there on the left, we have a minor accident. Watch out for boots on the ground there. Elsewhere, we're still light to moderate all around the boulevard this morning. We've got a little congestion building on Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue into downtown. I-65 and 85 still moving smooth through downtown Montgomery, but light to moderate traffic there. Buckle up, stay safe. We will keep you updated. The best deal, the best price, the best vehicles are at Reinhardt Prattville. Stop by and check out their incredible inventory. That's Reinhardt Prattville for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, it is 21 minutes after 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM. It's time to love what you drive. And if you visit Jack Ingram Audi, you're going to see some amazing machines and some huge discounts that they have available both on brand new and certified pre-owns and some Jack Ingram Audi special lease deals, including the S5 Cabriolet, the Audi A6, the Sedan 45 Quattro Premium, and you can drive a new 2020 Audi Q5. The Quattro Premium at $419 a month. See the dealer for details. If you're interested in any of these, plus get $1,000 off special internet savings offer right now. Just go to jackingramonty.com, scroll down, you'll see that on the first page you visit. So it's a chance to drive what's an amazing sedan with all the bells and whistles. If you don't love what you drive, the thing you need to do is get with Jack Ingram Audi. Start at jackingramonty.com. By the way, their concierge service, if it works for you, will bring the car you choose, freshly sanitized, to your door. They can do on-site trade-ins, everything you need, including paperwork over email, if you would prefer to do it that way. Just order it up at jackingram.com.
It's showtime.
Uh-oh. The mobile radar has failed.
Oh, no.
The pedestal is down. Fortunately, we have a spare. Technicians are working as quickly as possible to replace it. Whew. No mobile radar. Good thing there's no hurricane. Oh, there is.
Doesn't that remind you of August 24th, 1992?
Oh, yeah. Oh, when that radar, yeah. The radar fell down. But at least they had a spare. They could go up the coast to Fort Lauderdale.
We would have had no idea where that storm was had it not been for that.
Yeah.
Crazy. Oh, technology's wonderful, but man.
What a time for the radar to fail.
It knows. It knows y'all need that crucial information.
Say, where is my TV topic? I'm trying, I can't find it.
I think it's about what makes you feel like a kid again or something like that.
Shoplifting.
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 Just kidding.
From
I just
want
to see if you were paying
department.
Attention. We should be
starting your day the right way with Rising.
It's 6:24. We know that growing up is tough, and you may not get a lot of downtime, especially a lot of time to spend outside. A survey asks what outdoor activities actually remind us of our childhood. We're going to bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1 to talk about this. Good morning, guys.
Hi. Good morning. There's some great stuff on this list. In fact, I think I'm about to go into my second or maybe my third childhood because I've been looking for a bike. Meth. This is going to be hard for you to believe, but the doctor said I should lose some weight.
Really?
And, you know, I used to rollerblade. That's really not an option for me anymore. So I was thinking, you know what, riding around the neighborhood on a bike, that should be fun. Maybe I'll put baseball cards in the spokes.
Let me know, because I want to see, I want to get some pictures. I'm sorry.
Hey, rollerblade would be great for you, Greg. All that padding?
Okay.
So
you're talking about like knee pads and elbow pads?
Yes.
Yeah. Like I'm that. Sure that's what he meant. You know what, though? There is
safety first.
There is one thing that's on this list that I think Ryan should do.
What is that? Yeah.
The kite, you know, especially when it starts to get stormy.
Yeah, and with a little...
You got the wind.
I thought you were going to say take a hike.
No, I like
that
Ryan.
That was a perfect one.
Ryan's a funny guy. Yeah, it would.
Actually...
But I'm seeing more in the Ben Franklin mode.
I would prefer to be actually on the beach this morning.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I would love to be right now.
Yeah.
Right. Duty call. Absolutely. I would love to be sitting on Gulf Shores right now.
Gulf Shores, the winds at the airport are gusting to 40 miles an hour right now.
A storm chaser then.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, boy. So what else?
I love the beach, but I'm staying far away for a little bit. Just
for a little bit of time.
Clear out.
Jessie can do pony
just
rides.
Just for a little bit of time, yeah.
Yes.
She's a cowgirl.
Pony rides.
Well, I mean, you know, I was taking
out. I do want to ask, though, we're talking about things that remind us of our childhood. Jessie, how long have you been riding horses?
I was put on my first horse at 3 months old and won my first costume lead line competition at 9 months old. So, my whole life?
Wow. You were riding before you could walk.
I was. Okay. I was.
Yeah.
You've seen that picture of me holding a string of fish? Remember that?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
I'm about 11. That was the last time I went fishing.
Really?
Dad and I went fishing Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Did you catch anything?
We did. Dad caught about a 4-pound spotted bass, and I had the first catch of the day.
You've got to have a lot of patience. Have you ever been a fisherman, Jay?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've fished. Yeah. I wouldn't necessarily call myself a fisherman.
He would have an aquarium in his living room that he would fish in. You know, just, why leave the house?
No reason to go out.
Did you know what fly to put on the end or
my favorite was to go to the pier and fish right off that pier.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Keeping the hook out of my own flesh was always the challenge.
Yeah, right.
But the last time I went fishing, I was very traumatized because I caught a big trout, and we were, you know, the idea was to bring it home and cook it, and I had to kill it.
Yeah.
And I was...
Oh, trauma.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
My dad says, it's cold-blooded. It doesn't feel anything. That's why it's writhing in my hands like crazy, you know.
You remember when your dad showed you how to put a worm on the hook?
I didn't have a trouble with the worm. I did not like handling fish. They're very slippery. They have little things behind their gills that can
very
cut
fishy,
you.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, right.
Yeah, because then there's blood running down my arm. Yeah. This is not a blood sport. It's fishing.
Oh.
I thought it was like Mayberry, you know?
See, I didn't even know that it was that... I don't know, I've always thought of it as definitely a passive...
But
all of this...
Y'all just watch the Bassmaster
Classics.
That's
all the more reason why.
I've never gone hunting.
That's all the more reason why I probably won't be fishing for fun.
I've never gone hunting before, with the gun or
only
anything.
In nightclubs.
Okay. Oh. Okay, look at the time. Any luck?
That explains a lot.
I'm going to go through the list of some of the ones we haven't talked about then.
Okay.
You said riding bikes. That's number 5 on the list. But we've got fishing, camping, going to the beach, going to a lake, riding bikes, running. Yeah, that makes me feel like a kid because, like, I don't run for leisure. So if I, like, break out running, it's like somebody's chasing me. So maybe I'm thinking, like, a game of tag or something like that. I'm definitely not doing that for leisure. Going to a river.
Yeah, being on a boat.
That's different than a lake. Being on a boat, flying a kite and then hiking.
Mm-hmm.
Flying a kite, has anyone ever...
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
It really is a blast.
I've flown a kite
really
once
cool.
And when I was like 3.
My dad bought us a kite, but we could never really make it happen. So
they're $3 or $4.
It's probably still in our garage.
At the dime store, go get one. It is really fun to do that.
I made mine.
She makes her own kites.
There you go.
What a woman.
Of course. A Jill of all trades. Of course she made her own kite. All right, guys. Well, we've got the wrap. Always good to talk to you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
If you want to hear more from our friends, make sure you tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6. We're going to head out.
All righty then.
Yeah. That was fun.
I'm just looking at this a lingering look at the screen.
I love how Rich and I are kind of color coordinated this morning. The red picks up.
You two blend.
Well, that 2 a.m. text, you know, that helps.
Oh, you mean the one that I sent you while I was still asleep of
right.
Hey, I'm wearing red?
Right, that one.
That one, yeah.
Well, we're at 6:30.
Wow.
Already, this is flying by. We're going to have the timeline next for the 15th of September. A little bit later this hour, the cheap and trashy, and I'm going to start rolling. Jesse's going to start co-hosting that with me.
Sounds good.
She's in charge of all the country news. It's popular stuff. We should know what's happening, don't you think?
Yes.
All right, and first this.
Congratulations to Clark's RV Center, serving Central Alabama for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook, located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sell. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should have when you could have. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Karcher's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's the matter, Sam? Why all the gloom?
Oh, I just got a load of bad news. The big boss was here and he gave me a month to put this station on paying basis. Or we're through.
Say, Sam, how long have you been in the radio racket?
About 4 years. Things haven't been going so good lately. Rotten programs and very bad announcers.
Your worries are over. You're looking at the best radio announcer that ever pushed a verb through a microphone.
Who?
Hi, I'm Dan Black. At Dan Black Studios, we preserve your personal history, films, VHS tapes, and other memories at a very reasonable price. Call 279-6036. Now, Rich Thomas preserves the memories on this date in history with the timeline.
Don't forget, 55% off camcorder videos, danblackstudios.net, with the timeline for September 15th. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
259th day of the year, 107 days are remaining. On National Online Learning Day, now I'm sure they had this in past years, but in these uncertain times we live in, online learning is even more important. Zoom. It's IT Professional Day. Most popular guy at any business is the IT guy. You want to make
Alan.
You want to make sure you make friends with Alan.
Yep.
190 years ago today, in 1830, an unlikely politician named William Hutchinson became the first person to be run over by a train. He was attending the opening of the Liverpool-Manchester Railway. 1940, the tide turns in the Battle of Britain.
It reaches a climax when the Royal Air Force downs 56 invading German aircraft and two dogfights lasting less than an hour. The costly raid convinced the German high command that the Luftwaffe could not achieve air supremacy over Britain.
Britain. That's kind of scary, isn't it?
Shot and kill.
Shot and kill.
1949, The Lone Ranger premieres on ABC. 68 years ago, in 1952, the classic I Love Lucy episode, Lucy in the Candy Factory, first aired.
That's a great one.
That's funny. 1963, four black schoolgirls killed in a Birmingham church on this date, 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham. On this date in 65, the Ford Motor Company became the first automaker to offer 8-track tapes as an option for their entire line of vehicles. Yeah, the 8-track tapes equipment is still a year away as far as in home use. Today is National 8-Track Day, by the way. On that same day in 65, the science fiction classic Lost in Space set the... So it was set in the year 1997.
Really?
Yeah.
I never really realized that. I know Star Trek was a lot further out than that, right?
Yeah,
23... But Lost in Space was 1997?
1997. It ran for 3 seasons. Danger, danger, Will Robinson. The new Netflix version runs for its 3rd season starting next year.
That is if Netflix still exists.
Yeah, that's true. They're going through some controversy right now. And now our song of the day comes from one of the greatest harmony groups of the 60s or any time, really, the Mamas and the Papas. John Phillips wrote this song when his wife, Michelle, started kind of sleeping around with other men. You got to go where you want to go, do what you want to do with whomever you want to do it with. Here's the B-side of California Dreamin'. Mamas and the Papas on your timeline this morning. Of California Dreaming.
I thought that was a single all its own.
Yeah. I didn't know that either until I started looking into it. On this date in 71, Columbo debuted on NBC starring Peter Falk. I still, every once in a while, will watch a Columbo episode.
Yes, I have been hooked into it from time to time myself.
I love his night. He's seemingly naive.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yeah. I was just wondering. You know, my wife said, you know, he would have his dog with him sometimes. 47 years ago in 73, Elton John's Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting peaked at number 12 on the charts. Had a lady call me and said, I remember listening to you in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Really? Did you?
And you played at 7 o'clock Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting every night.
Oh, really? Good top of the hour ID song, too.
7 o'clock and I want to rock. I want to get a belly full of beer. 42 years ago, 1978, Muhammad Ali defeats Leon Spinks in 15 rounds to win an unprecedented 4th world heavyweight boxing title. 79, The Devil Went Down to Georgia by Charlie Daniels Band peaked at number 3 on the pop charts. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, that was an irritating song to play over and over again. And pick up the request line, no, I will not play that song. 38 years ago, in 1982, the first issue of USA Today was published.
Stop it. That was a revelation.
National newspaper. Yeah,
and because it had different stuff in it,
mm-hmm.
Feature content, it became an immediate hit with morning radio people all over the country. I used to stop at the 7-Eleven off Sunrise Boulevard every morning around 5 to pay my quarter and get my USA Today.
Whenever I flew on a plane, for some reason, I would buy USA Today as well. On this date in 2001, President Bush declared war on terror in the aftermath of the September 11th terrorist attack. 2003, on this date, both John Ritter and Johnny Cash were laid to rest. John Ritter died on September 11th from a tear in his aorta. Johnny Cash died on September 12th due to complications from diabetes. A year ago today, Cars frontman Rick Ocasek died at the age of 75. Birthdays. How old do you think Prince Harry is today?
The one that's married to Meghan Schwegegger.
Yeah, I was surprised.
41?
I thought much younger. He's 36. But Dan Marino is 59 today. Oliver Stone is 74.
Wow, that's a shocker.
What? Dan Marino?
Before he became the starting quarterback for the Dolphins, I had did a promotion with him at some grand opening.
Right.
Man, he pulled up in his vet, and I don't know what he was doing, but he was in no condition to be there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
is that right?
You just want to take off early, Dan. Go ahead. I'll cover for you.
On the state, Oliver Stone is 74 today. Tommy Lee Jones is 74 today. Gaylord Perry, Baseball Hall of Famer, how old?
82.
Wow. Is that because you read it this morning? Wow, you're amazing.
I tossed that aside because I know that's your gig.
We're 11 days till SEC football. It's 49 days till Halloween, the election 3 days later, and 72 days until Thanksgiving. That is your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Now,
time now for Wing Fingers' winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is
vinegar.
Vinegar?
Yes.
Well, that's an interesting selection. Do tell us more.
Yes. So they have a wide variety of vinaigrette dressings at Wing Fingers for your salads. I personally like the raspberry. That's one of my favorites pretty much anywhere I go.
Didn't
but then
Prince do a song about that?
Raspberry beret.
Oh,
yeah.
And then also they have coleslaw. So, you know, got to have a little bit of vinegar for a little bit of coleslaw.
You are correct.
And so I figured that would be a good word for the day.
Vinegar, well, on its own is not something you'd care to ingest, but it is one of the best ingredients in so many things.
And you got apple cider vinegar. Remember the other day I needed some apple cider vinegar?
Yes, it's the key ingredient in my Sloppy Joe.
Oh, very nice.
So you have that tart tang thing.
Tart tang, yep.
There you go.
So vinegar is the winning word. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I will ask you to be caller 7227292228. And if you are, you'll win lunch for two at Wing Fingers downtown. That includes free underground parking in the RSA building at 201 Union. And that's a lunch for two, so you get sides like crinkle-cut fries, gooey fries with the bacon bits.
They're so gooey.
A beverage. Good stuff. Wing Fingers. They have good cookies down there, too.
Yes, they do. They're huge. They're jumbo.
I did all the research necessary to make those. Here's Cooter.
Am I caller number 7?
No, the contest isn't until this afternoon, honey.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Hey, Rich.
Hey.
That Michelle Phillips got around, didn't she?
Yes, she did. And if you watch that documentary called Echoes from the Canyon, she makes no bones about it. She was fooling around with a lot of guys.
They had another song about her, I Saw Her Again Last Night.
Saw Her Again Last Night, exactly. That's,
she was so bad, they almost renamed the group the Papas and the Skankadactyls.
They did kick her out of the band for a while after
that. It was a terrible joke. I'm sorry.
She was messing around one of the birds, if I remember correctly.
And Denny was kind of a thing with Mama Cass, but she got she got mad when Suzanne started liking Denny too. You know, I mean, so it caused a lot of riff.
It was a mess.
Yep.
All right. Hope you all have a blessed day. Love y'all.
All right. Later.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Kuta. It is 6:44.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Well, it was a bad time for the mobile radar to go down, but the pedestal failed on the radar. You know, the pedestal that makes the radar rotate around. But it so happens that they have a spare, and technicians are now frantically at the Mobile radar site trying to install a new pedestal because here we go, the prime radar tracking Sally as it moves to shore is down right now.
Now, is the spare the same size as the regular radar, or is it one of those little mini spares?
I think they got it at Costco. It's so I'm not sure if it's up to specs or not. Our forecast calling for a relatively routine day today. A risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms by this afternoon. Breezy with a high temperature held down to about 84. Showers and thunderstorms become more likely tonight. Overnight low 71. Then, with Sally coming ashore tomorrow, probably on the Alabama Gulf Coast or maybe near the Alabama-Mississippi border, and then moving very, very slowly then off to the northeast through central Alabama. Wednesday night and Thursday, flash flood watch in effect, locally heavy rainfall. Rainfall excessive, maybe 5 to 9 inches, maybe more. Windy with the threat of tropical tornadoes as well. High in the upper 70s, both Wednesday and Thursday. The rain starts to taper off by Friday as the system moves away, and that leads to a very nice weekend. Yeah, so this is a high-impact event. Be ready for it. If you don't have our weather app, get it on your phone or tablet now. Look, if you have stuff around the yard that could be picked up, I would do that today. You know, make sure that you don't have any flying projectiles or maybe even some of that patio furniture that's really light. You might want to put that and stow that as well. Right now, we have east winds at 10 miles per hour. Temperature is 76 degrees now, 646.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Take a look at that comment there from Mark on my email. He loves Chase doing background vocals to the music.
Yeah.
Somebody else was telling me the other day how much they can't stop laughing when they hear him running around, in one of those crazy dogs.
Right.
Too. The thundering herd.
And somebody who watched our TV segment yesterday was commenting about him barking. So he's stealing the show.
He is a little show thief. At 6:46, we're going to take a look at the roads, come back with the cheap and trashy, and we're going to find out what's happening in the world of country with Jesse.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. They are not calling it an accident yet, but we have some sort of incident that has occurred on I-65 southbound. As you're headed out of Montgomery, this is going to be just past the Highway 80 interchange. Going to take you just a second to get through it. Not much of a backup, but use caution there. Light to moderate all around the city. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery at this time. Keep it here. We will keep you updated on traffic. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Buying a Toyota has never been easier. Visit the showroom or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Sally is moving slowly toward the northern Gulf Coast with flooding in the forecast for parts of southeast Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle. Stacy Stewart with the National Hurricane Center says the storm surge and rain will last through late tomorrow.
Right now we're looking at rainfall totals generally somewhere 8 to 16 inches, which is quite a bit, with isolated amounts of around 24 inches.
The storm's about 60 miles from the Gulf of the Mississippi River. President Trump with a warning for Iran over reports of a plan to assassinate the U.S. ambassador to South Africa.
President Trump tweeted overnight saying that any attack by Iran against the United States will be met with an attack 1,000 times greater. The threats come after President Trump ordered a drone strike to take out top Iranian General Qasem Soleimani in Baghdad earlier this year.
Fox's Trey Yingst. America's listening to Fox News.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Kickback Ranch and Event Center is gearing up for our fall festival, and you're invited. October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. There will be fall treats, fun games, contests, and much more. Hook up to your camper or rent a cabin on our 125 acres of rolling hills and lakes and welcome in the fall. Admission is $7. Kids under 3 are free. The Kickback Ranch Fall Festival, October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Go to kickbackranch.net for more information or call 286-4140.
The big networks have banned Blitz by David Horowitz. Still, Blitz is a runaway New York Times and Amazon bestseller. Mike Huckabee says if everyone read it, Trump would win in a landslide. Blitz reveals Trump's secret strategy and predicts big surprises soon. Mark Levin and Donald Trump Jr. urge you to get Blitz. Get Blitz at bookstores or see Newsmax's free offer and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to blitz411.com. Get Blitz today.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's...
All right, it's not just the cheap and trashy, it's...
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
All right, Joe Rogan's podcast is one of the most popular in the country, and President Trump has agreed to a Joe Rogan moderated debate, which is a great idea. Mm-hmm. 4 hours, no pre-planning, no, just nothing but spontaneous questions. And, of course, Trump is all in. But on the other hand, Joe, we're not so much sure he would be up for 4 hours of that. But we haven't been able to concoct for you a sneak preview of what that could be like.
The Joe Rogan debate experience.
Jerry by day, Trump and Biden by night.
All right, this debate is brought to you by the Cash App. Okay, first question. Did you ever see that video of the octopus eating the shark? Pull that up, Jamie. That's badass.
Oh, that octopus is no malarkey.
Yo, President Trump, what do you think?
Fake news.
Okay, next question for both candidates. Did you ever take gummies and go to a float tank? So dope. Jamie, go get some gummies.
That sounds like something for the Space Force.
Oh, it's totally real. I had Elon Musk try it after we smoked a blunt. By the way, do you guys want some meat? I just killed an elk and have a bunch in my fridge.
The Joe Rogan debate experience.
Now, at 6:53, even though we know that numerous people have been arrested for arson. In fact, did you see the lady who caught an arsonist on her property in Oregon?
No, I did not.
These fires are being started by Antifa types. So yesterday, Joe Biden was in a cornfield. Take a look at that image. He's all by himself there in the corn. And he had this. This may be why he won't do the Joe Rogan debate. Let me get the volume up.
Elected.
All right, let's try that again.
The Obama-Biden administration rescued the auto industry and helped them retool. We made solar energy cost competitive with traditional energy.
Like Solyndra.
And weatherized more than a million homes. This is just the beginning if we get reelected.
Okay, reelect Obama Biden, I guess.
If we get reelected.
The message there. Another interesting story. Don't we think of the NFL as the like the ultimate macho sport? Big men colliding, drawing blood from each other, trying to move the ball down the gridiron to the goalpost. I'm saying a little bit like George
with
Cullen.
That NFL announcer voice.
Yeah, right. That guy. Yesterday, though, the NFL said it would discipline any coaches that are seen on the field not wearing a mask.
Okay.
Otherwise, break a leg, guys. Everything is fine.
How about stopping that baseball game the other day? Because the guy was way up in the stands.
Oh, that was the general manager of the Washington Nationals,
yeah.
Who's in a suite by himself.
Yeah.
They're nuts.
Nobody around.
That's baseball fascism, Rich. And I'm against it. Here with news from the world of country music is correspondent Jessie Lynn.
Yeah, so y'all remember a while back when the CMA nominations came out, mm-hmm. You know, Garth Brooks announced that he was removing himself from the Entertainer of the Year category. Because, you know, he won last year and everybody was kind of upset. Well, in an interview with People, they asked him, was he hurt when fans said it was time for him to stop winning Entertainer of the Year? And as I kind of sat here and thought about that, I was like, And he said, no, I don't think it hurts at all. They're not saying they don't love you. They're just saying, hey, don't you think it's time? Say it's time, love everybody, hug everybody, and be known as the guy who got to win it this many times. I was like, true. But, you know.
What a problem to have.
Hey, what a problem to have.
Yeah, but I got tired of winning so many Abbeys, so I'm not entering anymore.
It's like, but I'm like, come on now. Guy has definitely had his due justice in time, so I don't think he should have been asked to step down, which he made. I think he had a great choice, but, you know. Blanco Brown, you know, he has the cool little fun challenges that are the dance mixes. You know, he was in a car accident a couple of weeks ago, and he's recovering now and out of ICU. And
here's a little piece of Garth trivia from me to you.
Oh, yay.
The worst behavior I have ever seen at a concert was at Garth Brooks.
Really?
Yeah. Our station sponsored Garth back in the mid-90s at the Miami Arena. And I think the total arrested were 22. Most of them were men beating up women.
Is that
really?
Right?
Yes. I saw one. I watched it happen right in front of me.
And you jumped into action.
In that arena, I didn't have to. The police were
there.
They took him off. Handcuffed. I mean, it happened so fast. But the worst part about that is they had fewer women's rooms than men rooms. So there were long lines. I mean, ridiculously long lines with all that beer and alcohol at the ladies' room, so they just started coming into the men's rooms and squatting over the urinals.
I've seen that.
That was an experience. It was, yeah.
Had conscious before.
Men and women. Yeah, I've seen that. Very interesting.
It becomes a unisex bathroom.
Yeah. Interesting. And the ACMs are continuing their show tonight. Of course, social distance style, and have all of that wonderful stuff going on. A lot of it's pre-recorded, but they do have some pretty cool stops. They've got the Bluebird Cafe, the Ryman Auditorium, and all of that great stuff. So they've already announced some winners. Some of them, those include Thomas Rhett, Remember You Young, and then the vocal event of the year. This one's for Miranda Lambert, which I'm rooting for over here. The vocal event of the year was Fooled Around and Fell in Love with Miranda, Marin, Ashley McBride, Tenille Towns, Kaylee Hammock, and Ellie King.
One other note here in the Cheap and Trashy. Dancing with the Stars began, and Carole Baskin made her debut.
Yeah, how was that?
Says she seemed to enjoy herself. Unfortunately, for the 8th year in a row, I missed the show completely. But who did this? Somebody ran an ad during the show offering a $100,000 reward for information on Don's disappearance.
Yeah, his family. His family ran that ad.
Yeah, during the show. It starred his three daughters, former employee, and an attorney who went straight for the jugular. Do you know who did this? Or if Carole Baskin was involved. I kind of wish.
I wish I would have recorded. I would have loved to have seen that. I bet it's on YouTube, right? The commercial?
Sure. Yeah, I would imagine it is. Wow. Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm sorry, but how did she make it onto Dancing with the Stars?
Because she has fame. I know they're trying to get
viewers. Well, who's had more attention, especially in the first half of the year, than Tiger King and her?
Yeah.
So
she's as ugly as homemade mud.
Stop it.
You sound like Menthol Meredith.
That's a joke for the morning.
That's good.
Thank you.
6:59 is the time. Jones Brothers, I'll bet they'll be getting some calls with all the rain headed our way.
I bet.
This could be an event, with especially with blustery conditions, that